Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now, as you hear this, I'm still on vacation, but I made sure the movies were lined up ahead of time. And we've got one which you've probably heard of scheduled for today. It's The Empire Strikes Back, the second movie, or the fifth, from a certain point of view, in the Star Wars series. Now, I have the same problem introducing this movie that I had introducing the original movie back in May. It is also one of the most hyped, most talked about, most written about, most hotly debated, and most watched movies in entertainment history. So, once again, I'm directing you to a better source. In our oversized nonfiction collection, we have The Making of The Empire Strikes Back by J.W. Rinzler, who sadly passed away a few days ago. It's a very large, very heavy, very well-researched book on the movie with loads of photos. It's a great source of information on the subject. So then, what can I talk about? Well, I can say that Empire was, to put it mildly, eagerly anticipated. Even so, it was something of a risk. Star Wars had been an utter phenomenon. So how do you live up to it, let alone top it? Plus, at the time, sequels were usually lower budgeted than the original, and were mainly just the same story with a few new elements thrown in. Empire, however, had a significantly higher budget, and it was taking the story in a number of new directions. I mean, for example, in terms of Jedi mentors, we went from a titled, honored British actor to a Muppet. Now, at the time of release, the movie actually received some mixed reviews from critics, but we fans didn't care. I mean, the movie was a major box office hit, and today it is widely regarded by fans and critics alike as the best of the series, second only to the original. Though, of course, fans will debate this until the end of the age. It won Oscars for Best Sound and for its visual effects, and was selected for the National Film Registry in 2010. And there's the big reveal. Now, I won't say anything more about it. You'd think everyone has heard it, but a look at YouTube videos show that there are still people who are unaware that, well, you know. All I'll say is that it was a big shock to us, and I'm amazed that they managed to keep it secret for so long until the movie's release. And then we spent 3 years arguing over it. Oh, and one more thing. Like our presentation of Star Wars, what we're showing today is a fan-restored print of the original theatrical version. On the other hand, if you'd like to see the special edition versions, the one from 20th Century Fox, and then the later one from Disney, we have them on DVD and Blu-ray in our collection. You can stop on by and see if they're available. Now don't forget to post your comments and suggestions. You can put them on our Facebook page, you can call us at 908-754-7885, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And the list of our previous movies is still available at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, thanks again for stopping by, and we hope you enjoyed today's movie. And now, from Lucasfilm Limited, via 20th Century Fox, in 1980, here's The Empire Strikes Back, rated PG.